Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined on the telephone this morning by Pete Campa, who is the general manager of the Groveland Community Services District. Pete, during the first segment, you talked a lot about some sewer projects, a project that's planned for the district, as well as a water project with the infrastructure. Is there also a water tank project that's being developed as well?
Yeah, there is. The other projects, the water and sewer projects that we just talked about, are primarily underground infrastructure, manholes, pipes, valves, fire hydrants, all of that. This project was another one that was planned about the same time. And the district operates two water treatment plants. One is Second Garrote, and the other one is Big Creek, that serve distinct areas of the community here. And both of these water treatment plants have a 2 million gallon clear well, which is basically a large steel tank where the water is, once it is treated, come in contact with a disinfectant and UV filtration. It goes through a large tank that provides contact time to treat that water to make sure any contaminants are disinfected. And these tanks have corroded over time. They were installed in the 90s, and so they're due for a coating. That process is huge because the tank has to be taken down for a long period of time, sandblast the inside, remove the rust, replace any structural issues within that huge tank, and then recoat the inside with a special epoxy coating, and then fill it back up. It sounds easy enough, but when you're taking a water treatment plant down for a long period of time and have to have perfect temperature and everything else, it's quite a coordination. But that project will renovate those two tanks at those two locations, give them another 50 years of life. It's a $3.4 million project, also 100% grant funded by the state. And that happened just this last spring. We received that notification. The project has been bid already. We have a construction contractor on board out of Nevada, and they will be mobilizing likely within the next month because we have the state approval to proceed. So that project will start, and that will also last a year. There may be some community water conservation calls at some point, just depending on whether the demand exceeds our capabilities, because we will be limited to some degree while we're doing these projects. But it's another $3.4 million grant-funded project that we're really proud of. Give our customers another 50 years of good service out of those tanks.
Busy times for the district.
Yeah, imagine, let's see, so we're talking about close to $15 million worth of projects that could all be occurring within the same two-year period, and will likely be. So that's a huge difference from what's happened in the history from the 1990s until now. There've been a few pretty good sized projects, but this is a major boost, a major renovation of the system. So we're going to be busy, but we're really proud to do it.
For people who are unfamiliar, where does Groveland customers get its water from?
It's from the Hetch Hetchy water system from the city and county of San Francisco. From the mountain tunnel that is water that has been considered by the state to be pure enough to not have to go through a typical full water treatment filtration process. So it's it has basically what's called a filtration avoidance permit, and that allows us to be able to we use chlorine and ammonia and then also a UV disinfectant, and monitor the water, and it's really an excellent source of supply. It's fantastic.
Want to turn the conversation a little bit to the PG&E planned power outages. I understand Groveland wasn't quite as impacted as some parts of the state earlier this week, but I know there's a project that's being looked at to help keep the lights on in downtown during future events, correct?
Yeah, I keep chuckling just because of all these things are all coming together at the same time, and I know what we're faced with. We have we're basically embarking internally on replacement of our fleet of generators that were installed in the 90s. So we've got 26 locations that have to be replaced with very large generators. These are not your typical residential generator, as well as we are working with PG&E for what's called a permanent, it's a PIH, it's the permanently installed interconnection hub that PG&E is planning to install at Mary Lavoroni Park. It will allow PG&E to be able to, when a PSPS event is scheduled, that they can mobilize, bring in two large trailers with large generators on them, park them in Mary Lavoroni Park parking lot, and connect them to a hub that will be permanently installed that will allow them to be able to energize the underground electrical grid in downtown Groveland from one end to the other, and provide power during and throughout the entire PSPS process, and not relying on outside generation and inspections and long wait times. So it really is a great boost for downtown Groveland. And the district's part in this is basically we negotiated a lease agreement, or I'm sorry, an easement purchase agreement with PG&E to allow them to locate on the site. The hub will be installed between the parking lot and the fire station, and you probably won't even notice it, but when there is a public safety power shutdown outage, those generators will be in there running quietly and powering up the whole downtown. But the generator replacements, just to touch on those real quick, because we're a little bit unusual because of our topography. We have to pump the sewage out of the Pine Mountain Lake Basin to our treatment plant uphill. And then we also have to pump water up and over hills and to different tanks. So there's a lot of electrical energy that's necessary. And these things, when the power goes out, they have to run continuously to make sure that the sewage can be pumped. If they fail, it's a bad deal. So we have, we've received a $300,000 grant through the Department of Water Resources to replace two of the main generators. We've received money from the county through an allocation that they got to replace one generator at tank four. And then we are submitting an application tomorrow to the state for additional funding to replace eight more generators. And we hope that's successful. So anyway, we're thinking ahead and trying to make sure that we don't get caught having to fund these on the backs of just our few ratepayers.
Groveland's the only place that I've heard at this point in time to actually have one of these hubs that you've been talking about. Is it unique to Tuolumne County that Groveland would have one of these?
It is, yes. We are definitely the first. And the criteria is that the electrical grid to be serviced needs to be safe. It needs to be underground. And that undergrounding project happened in Groveland some time ago. So that facility just happens to be in place. It's a downtown quarter. It's a fire station, hotels, commerce, the post office, medical clinic, ambulance building. All of those things came into play to make it an ideal location for PG&E to put one of these in. There are a number of them throughout the state, but again, this is the first one in Tuolumne County, and we're happy that we could help facilitate that process. And we expect that it could be any time within the next weeks that PG&E starts installing this. So if you see construction going on in the parking lot at Mary Lavoroni Park, you know what we're doing.
Great to hear. Need to take one more break. We're talking with Pete Campa, the general manager of the Groveland Community Services District, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll be back with our final segment in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.